The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to... Have we started yet? Oh, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday. It's with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Today is the 14th of April. Oh. Tomorrow's tax day.
Oh.
And that's why my CPA said, Carl, you want to come over and sign your taxes? And I went, sure. So I better get down there today. And Linda, we do that e-filing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rick and Lori Goin are our CPAs. Let me tell you, don't call them up. Those people are busy. They are just great people. They have been with us since the very, or we've been with them since the very beginning, 12 years with the show. And they have indubitably. I mean, I know. I don't worry about it. I just send everything over there. If I go to jail,
They'll bring you a cake with a star.
They'll come and visit me or something.
Right.
And I bring all this stuff to them, and I go, hey, can I write this off? And he goes, no. I went, I can't write that off. I can't write the horse off. And he goes, well, what's the horse do? I said, well, I was going to wrap it.
You just advertise it.
And then, you know, let it write it. And it says KCNR on it. And he goes, go back to your show. Jared's here. Good morning, Jared. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay. What national day we got?
Let's see. Gardening day. Not a good day for gardening, but...
The water's great for gardening.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be out there necessarily, but...
Well, let me tell you. You just don't know. Yesterday was Peach Cobbler Day. Whoa.
And also Look at the Sky Day.
Oh, Look at the Sky Day.
I don't know why that's a day, but...
It's National Find a Tick Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was between Jared and I.
I walked my dogs in an area apparently that has ticks. And in the course of a week, I found two ticks on me. Not embedded in me, just crawling.
Oh,
hey, should I
tell my tick story I told you?
No,
this
probably
morning?
Not.
You sure? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh no, it's a cool story. I mean, guys are cringing when I tell this story, but I'm not going to tell it. Trish, good morning. What's the weather look like
today?
Of course,
like
it's the 14th. Yeah, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. And it's raining, and that's a good thing. Today, we're looking for a high of 55. Showers and a chance of showers. Partly cloudy is what it says. Friday, we're looking for a high of 61 and showers again. And on Friday night, a low of 46. Rain and showers continuing. On Saturday, showers likely, then a chance of... It keeps saying showers, but it's really raining out there,
so
I'm hoping it stays there.
It's raining.
On Saturday, a high of 65. Saturday night, a low of 42, and the rain continuing. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 71.
It's Easter.
Sunday night, a low of 44, and it is Easter Sunday. Monday, a chance of showers, a high of 65, and a low of 47. Showers continuing through next week, so let's hope that stays true.
Absolutely.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson-based business.
Oh, great people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. And, well, the whole Kinney family is doing that. Hey, today is Simpson University, and thank you all for being flexible with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Tony, okay. Smirelli?
Smirella.
Smirella. Yep. Okay.
Good Italian.
Smirella. He's the Chief Business Development Officer and Dean of Enrollment. And we have Ray Van Gilst, who is the director of alumni and church relations. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us here.
Well, you know, Simpson University, you know, Reading's University, and over the past 5-6 years, you all have expanded tremendously in your offers of different majors, things that people can do, your athletic program, all of that. So, what is the chief business development officer?
So the chief business development
officer. But the last time you were here, you were something else.
Yeah, the last time I was here, I was the director of admissions and then director of marketing.
So I want to know, did they add a whole bunch more money to your salary with all the new titles?
Obviously you're not that familiar with Simpson. No, it's
and other things as needed.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it kind of like a bank where they make you you're going to be the first assistant head teller? Oh yeah, no more money, but you have a great title.
Yeah, and you do a lot of good work that you can be really proud of, right?
And there you go.
And so we're in the business of changing lives and preparing kids for an ever-changing future, right? And so just being part of that is exciting. And so Chief Business Development Officer, basically I oversee all of the revenue that's coming into campus, whether that is tuition revenue from recruiting students, both traditional undergraduate and adult degree completion and graduate students, to now handling a lot of our fundraising and donor relationships and relationships with the business community and forming partnerships with the business community. We're trying to expand a lot of that, a lot of those efforts over the next couple of years. We've already started that, but to be honest, Dr. Hall has led a good part of that, we're going to help and walk beside him and do that in bigger and better ways.
Well, the Simpson's because you're also the dean of enrollment. The Simpson, unlike many other Christian universities, is growing.
Yeah, we've grown. We've had modest growth during COVID, so we've grown anywhere from 3-4% to 7-8% over the last 3 or 4 years each year annually. And while that's modest growth, when you look at other private four-year colleges, they're averaging a decrease of 2-8% every year while we've been growing. And so we're very proud of that. I think part of that comes from, as you know, Carl, I know that Dr. Hall has mentioned many times, our new programs that we started over the last year of engineering and kinesiology, computer information systems, digital media. We're adding new majors now. We're starting sports management, our adult degree completion program. We're starting a social welfare program, which we're really excited about because we'll be really one of the only programs in Northern California that's offering that program. But also, we're adding sports. We're adding competitive cheerleading this year. I think you had our very effervescent.
Oh my God,
cheerleader coach! Yeah,
are you kidding? You got it.
She had Carl and I just ready to join the squad.
Are you kidding?
She was good.
I was doing handstands and we were doing lifts here.
Yeah,
afterwards.
You got to take a nap before you meet with her. You'll be pretty
tired.
Could,
if we could somehow plug into her energy, we could cut. We can cut our power bill for the whole city.
That's true. And you know what? It's all real. I mean, she is very genuine. She's a great lady. And I think the students that she has on her team are going to be fantastic. She's already doing a really great job recruiting. And then we're trying to increase different community events and improve community events that we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Reading is known for Cool April Nights. We've never really participated in Cool April Nights except to go to some of the events. So we're hosting one on April 26th on campus. So we would encourage everybody to come out to that. We would encourage, if you've got cars to show, we would love to have you there. It's a Tuesday night. We are having cash prizes. So we have a President's Award and a Trustees Award and a Provost Award, where those individuals our chairman of the board and our president and our provost are going to be picking the winning cars, and they can win anywhere from $100 to $500.
Oh, nice.
And then we're tying in with the high schools and some of the local high schools and their booster clubs. They're going to be bringing, you know, their food trucks and barbecues and selling food and raising money for their booster clubs and supporting their sports.
Okay, and that's going to be
April 26th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Yep. Tuesday. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. You know, I was turkey hunting this week. You heard that story.
No,
maybe
I have not.
You didn't hear it.
Is there a turkey involved?
There's three of us. There are three turkeys involved in a snowstorm with driving winds, a snowstorm, which might be one of the reasons that I have a little, you know, congestion today. But the one thing I didn't have was my Sleep Number bed, and you notice it. So I couldn't wait to get home, and for a variety of reasons, but one of them is to crawl back into my Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number is not just a bed system, it's a sleep system. With the 360 Smart Bed, you can sign up on the app. It'll help you find the right adjustment, because this is what Sleep Number does. You can adjust the firmness of your mattress. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35 last night. My Sleep Number setting last night was 70. With the 360 Smart Bed, you can get your bed so that it raises your head up to watch, you know, watch TV or read. It can warm your feet on those cold nights. It does everything, and the main thing is it provides a better sleep. And how much is a good night's sleep worth?
The sleep is the main component of how the rest of your life goes. My Sleep Number is consistently pretty close to 55, and I go up and down a little, but I've had my Sleep Number bed for many years, and I really miss it when I'm traveling, because there is a real difference in the night's sleep you get in your Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, but why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. You can save $1,000 on Sleep Number's most popular smart bed, the 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing. This is Saturday, April 16th, only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. And, of course, special financing means subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. And our Sleep Number store is in a Target shopping center. Great people there. Go over. Lay on every one of the beds. You are going to find one that you cannot live without. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney, paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. How are you? It's Thursday morning. It's raining. It is about, 40-something?
45 degrees.
45 degrees. It's going to be raining today, hopefully tomorrow. It's good for us because I tell you what, last night at the candidates forum for the 5th District, water came up. And today at 8 o'clock, Nadine Bailey, the water guru from this North State, is going to be with us. But we are in trouble here. So
specifically in the South County
The Asset Canal is going to be
dry. And that's 108 years where they've never not had water.
But we do have good news today, and that's Simpson University. And we're here with Tony Smarella, who is the Dean of Enrollment and also the Dean of Business or the Head of Business Affairs there. That's because I don't have
close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, because my computer, I left my computer with all this stuff because we were having the forum. So I just put all that stuff on one pile and said, oh, okay, I'm all right now, except I left my computer at home. And then Ray Van Gils, who's Director of Alumni and Church Relations. Hey, Tony, we talked about the enrollment. We talked about all this. We talked about the involvement in the community that Simpson has done over the years, and it's gotten more and more. And you're always looking for ways to become more involved. And so with our Cool April Nights coming, you got the Show and Shine out there on April 26th. You're gonna have cash prizes, which ought to get some people's attention.
Sure.
Instead of getting your $20 trophy and your for your $832,000 car and all the
Well,
the car's not $832,000. I asked somebody once, Trish, do you ever ask anybody how much that car cost? And they look at you and they go, well, I got it for like $1,000. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I have like $10,000 in parts. Oh. So if you paid yourself $20 an hour, how much have you put in that car? Yeah. And yeah, you know what? There hasn't been one person that can tell me, within 100 hours, of how much work they've put into this.
Yeah.
And so you all hosting something like this, you people that look at it and go, oh, they just don't realize.
All the time and care and yeah. love that goes into creating that, right?
Those cars are a labor of passion. People get involved in them, and it's a hobby that, yeah, it doesn't matter how much it costs. That's like asking an avid RVer what kind of mileage they get on their rig.
Right. Yeah.
That's just totally irrelevant. If you're enjoying what you're doing and what have you,
absolutely.
The last thing you want to figure out, I mean, that's like asking you how much a pound you paid for that salmon for that trip you took to Alaska.
Oh, yeah, that free salmon you got.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, those kind of things are kind of irrelevant.
You know how much the sausage on that, the sausage on,
on
that,
the wild boar?
On that wild boar cost me? I'm still paying for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm still paying for it.
So those are questions that just aren't irrelevant.
Now, the other things that are going on at Simpson, I mean, it is continuous. So can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, in terms of events, we've got two other ones that are coming up, and they're ones that we have traditionally done, but we're really trying to up our game. So one of those is our annual golf scramble that's coming up in the end of August, on August 26th. So we'll be doing that in the morning. We're really upping our game with that. We're going to be including more golfers, so up to 100 golfers.
Well, wait a minute. Is this like, can we all come?
You can. Anybody that wants to come, you can sign up and bring a foursome. Just call 530-226-4978, and we can start signing people up.
Well, we'll be advertising that, too, for y'all.
Yeah. So you guys always have been great partners with us for that. But we're going to have great prizes this year. We are talking to sponsors now. Normally, you know, when you're working at a small institution, we would start planning that like in June. We've been planning it since February this year. So we're really looking at
where do you play golf?
It's going to be at, Gold Hills. Yeah.
Gold Hills. Yep. Okay. Now. Does Dr. Hall play golf?
He does play golf.
He does?
I don't know that he's very good. I've not seen him golf before.
He doesn't strike me as a golfer for some reason. And I look at him as like a fly fisherman.
He is a fly fisherman, and he's an excellent fly fisherman.
See, he strikes me as somebody that would be a great fly fisherman.
Well, I think with, you know, his job, he's working so many hours each week. Right, and working so hard on behalf of the university, that fly fishing
is way more relaxing.
Yeah, way more relaxing than golf, right?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, with me with golf, I'll be at the golf scramble, but I won't be golfing because
you'll be putting it on.
I'll be putting it on, but also I get angry when I golf.
Golf.
Wait a minute, you're from a Christian college.
That's one of the reasons why I quit.
And are you telling me that you describe the way you just swung at that in maybe terms that we haven't read in the Bible?
That would be an accurate description of that, which is why I gave it up. Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, look, Tony just buried the club head of his driver into the dirt, you know, right into the tee.
Yeah.
Look at that, and he's going. He looks up and he goes, "Lord, why hast thou forsaken me?"
Very similar. Yeah, you must have been there probably in the foursome behind me, because that's pretty accurate. Yeah, but we're going to have great prizes this year. We're going to have great. We already have some good sponsors. If anybody's interested in doing whole sponsorships or sponsoring the tournament, you're going to get a lot more recognition, a lot more impressions created this year.
Okay.
Just because our marketing is much better than what it's been over the last 4 or 5 years. And then the other event that's coming up in September that I'm really excited about is I grew up like 20 miles from Notre Dame, so I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. And so when the movie Rudy came out, I don't know if either of you have seen the movie Rudy.
Everybody's seen Rudy.
So we have Rudy Rudiger coming for our business luncheon in September, at the end of September.
Well, Rudy's making a living off Rudy.
He is making living off Rudy.
And he comes out and he speaks at places, and I'm sure his message is tenacity.
That's exactly
not giving
what it's
up,
gonna be,
which to me is one of the most important leadership traits anybody can display. You may not be as smart. You may not be as tough. You may not be as big. You may not be as fast. You don't give up. And I'd rather have somebody that doesn't give up and keeps pushing and keeps trying and keeps trying to achieve than I do for some gifted person that doesn't.
And that's the reason why we're having him, because I love that movie, for that message in and of itself, because that, describes, I think, most of us, right? Is that we may be pretty good at some things, but not great. And then through tough times, it's just that, as you said, that tenacity that gets you through. And I thought that was, when we were looking for speakers, I looked at several different folks, and we talked to our advisory board of business people, and that's the one that they really kind of connected with too, just because of that message. And because, I mean, it's so tough out there right now. Coming out of COVID, now you're dealing with inflation, the highest it's been in decades, right? And just, it's really, really tough for business people. So I thought it would be a good message to be encouraged, you know, to think through some of your problems, to connect with other business people. Yeah, so we'll start to be advertising that, coming up here in the next month or so. But we're really excited to have him on campus. So it's a real win for us.
We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center's got an A rating from, the Leapfrog organization that rates every hospital in the United States. It's kind of like if you walked into a, restaurant and you saw the A rating from the, from the Department of Health. Oh, okay, A rating. What if it had a D rating? Would you think twice? I would. So they've got an A rating for that. They're also one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. There are so many things going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center that, that it's there, and they are devoted to making sure that you're healthy, that if you have a problem, an emergency, they take care of it, whether it's a stroke, a heart attack, a cut, a broken leg. They are there. They are there for our community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remember us, the Tula kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a Tap House rule number one is coming in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlu's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning. Today, the 14th of April, 7:36 in the morning. It's raining. Yay!
The day before tax day.
Boo. But, you know, is that like a trade-off? We get rain, but then you have to send your taxes in. I guess. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. This is for people who have just had it with cutting grass. They want it to be in a place. It's got great accommodations, two bedroom, one bedroom places. It's pet friendly. You don't have to worry about what's for dinner because you got numerous selections and all prepared by a gourmet chef. Activities if you choose to. What a great place to kind of like leave your stuff, and it's safe when you go out and visit or take your RV places. This is River Commons Senior Living. For more information, call Brian at 238-5981 and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. River Commons Senior Living. We're here with Simpson University, Tony Smorella, who is the Dean of Enrollment and Business Affairs, and Ray Van Gilst, Director of Alumni and Church Relations. Okay, so Ray, what is that?
Well, first of all, I am an alumni of Simpson University. Getting my master's degree there a few years ago was one of the best experiences of my life, life-changing, and something that I continue to appreciate. My daughter and son-in-law are alumni of Simpson University, so we made it a family affair. And after serving on the Board of Trustees for several years, I stepped off that to come work there. I've been there just over 2 years now, and I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know the alumni of the Reading area. There's a lot here, as you can imagine, because this is where Simpson's at. But we also have a lot of alumni in other areas. We have large pockets of alumni up in Washington and Oregon, Sacramento, the Bay Area, down in Los Angeles and San Diego, pretty much all the way across the West Coast.
Well, you've been here for 100 years. So, not you personally.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe.
Sometimes no, I feel like it.
Of course not. And, so, yeah, I imagine Simpson has graduates that span the, United States.
Yeah, they're all over. And one of the things that, Dr. Hall has really wanted to do is is to find ways to serve our alumni and to reconnect with them. And so that's been my job, figuring out how do we do that. And not just here in Reading, but in all of these other places. As a result, in June, we are having an alumni a regional event for the Bay Area. We're looking at we're having it at with one of our alumni couples, Joe and Kathy, and they run something called the Home of Peace in Oakland. It's this beautiful three-story Victorian home on 3 acres. It's a conference center with rooms and everything. We're going to be having one of our alumni events there. We're very excited about it. It's a beautiful place, and that's going to be June 11th for the day there.
And so the alumni will be coming mm-hmm. to have meetings there?
From all over the Bay Area, just to reconnect for a big reunion. And then a few days after that, we're having the Sacramento area alumni regional gathering at the Rivercats baseball game. And that'll be June 24th at Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento. If you remember, that's formerly Rayleigh Field.
Right.
We've arranged for a beautiful box. It's going to hold 50 of our alumni fans, Rivercats fans, and are, again, looking to have a great time of reconnecting. So we're doing some creative thinking, trying to figure out how do we reconnect? How do we
solidify that base?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And, you know, one of the things we're doing, we're getting ready to have our 50th reunion for our basic school class, and we have a Zoom call once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got so many, but mm-hmm. there may be portions of it that you know, that were in athletics or whatever specifics that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you all do that, but it's been interesting to see people that I have not seen mm-hmm. in 50 years. And it's amazing how I've remained the same.
And they've all gotten so much older, right?
They've gotten older, the ones that have survived.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, so reaching out to mm-hmm. times like that and getting people together is great, especially if they haven't seen each other.
We're working on all kinds of ways to figure that out. And Zoom is, you know, the video stuff is part of that. We're just kind of tapping all the different avenues.
The Zoom is great, but there's nothing quite the same as the personal get-together contact.
Which is what we're finding.
Yeah, and I think we learned that through the whole COVID experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's ways to get around that, but mm-hmm. but it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, we're looking at, you know, in 2023. But they started last year.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to round us all up.
And
I'm amazed at how many people they found.
Wow.
But it's the same thing that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of people here in Reading. I was surprised to find out that they were Simpson graduates.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that Ray's also in charge of is our homecoming, and he did a fabulous job this last year with homecoming. Of course, it was the day, remember when we had that huge rainstorm for like 3 days?
I remember that.
The rainfall in one day. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's the day that Ray mm-hmm. planned homecoming.
Yeah.
But he was very adaptable, moved everything. We had, how many people did we have?
About 300.
300. And
well, 300 from out of state.
Yeah, and we're starting this year. He's starting this year already to be planning homecoming.
Now, around a rain date.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, are you going to have Five Finger Death Punch again as your band? okay. I was just kidding.
Wrong event.
What do you find when you're talking to the alumni? Their thoughts about what Simpson gave them mm-hmm. to be able to go on in life.
There are a lot of people who feel the same way I did, that it was a life-changing experience. That their time there was phenomenal. They gained lifetime friendships and relationships. The education was top notch, and I had professors for myself that really thought outside the box. And we have a lot of alumni out there that feel the same way. That there's a connection there that really is lasting a lifetime. And so they're very grateful for their experience at Simpson University, and they're always grateful for the reconnection.
Well, you know, I think that is with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then when you provide a way for people to get together, especially after it's been years, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's like this reunion I'm telling you about. You know, we've all gone our separate ways. And then they have, you know, three people started organizing it. And now there's probably 100 at least out of our class that are in touch with each other. And it'll be a email go out and goes out to like 100 people. Well, no, I shouldn't say that from our, you know, broken down in platoons. But just to hear these things and see mm-hmm. where people are at. You know, like guys I haven't seen literally since 1973.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun, for, you know, how we can just pick up and go on as if we saw each other yesterday.
A lot of them just did, you know, did 4 years. Others did 30 years.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. and where they've gone from there and yeah. what they've done.
Yeah,
I think you're right. It's always amazing when you see someone you haven't seen in 50 years, mm-hmm. how that conversation can flow like you just had lunch with them yesterday.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, you just fit right. It's all, that's yeah. always amazing.
Well, you always have something in common.
Well, yeah.
Right. You have the school. Absolutely. You have your in your religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. Some may have changed mm-hmm. since yep. then. But
well, I think that's one of the nice things about going to a small university like Simpson is you have an opportunity to build connections and community mm-hmm. much easier than you do at some other universities, right? And so, for example, I went to a small college in Southern Illinois, same one as Dr. Hall did. But I get together with seven guys that I lived with, played football with there. We've gotten together the last 27 years. We get together for a four-day weekend. And they're my best friends, right? If I need anything, they're there. And we've been friends for 36, 37 years now. Mm. So.
Yeah.
It's also amazing to see that we need a break right now, and we can go back to this. Hey, if you've if you've suffered from any type of orthopedic injury, or as we get older, strains and sprains, Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is the place you need to visit. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into shape, and they are good. I have lots of experience. Rachel's had a lot of experience with, you know, the as you get older, it doesn't stretch as much as it used to. You know, all of a sudden there's a little pain there. Well, she knows what to do. And they're both had experience with the Olympic gymnastics team, pro football, colleges, universities. They're there to get you back into shape. They're located at 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. And you can give them a call at 530-533-5030, 533-5030 today. And get back into shape. It's summer. It's time to make sure that your knees and ankles and elbows and necks and all those other parts that may be bothering you are working the way they should. We'll be right back. 747, 46 degrees today on the 14th of April. Tomorrow, tax day.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and Seek Center, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic this Friday, April 15th, from 2 until 6 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All vaccine brands, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. Kids 5 to 11 and youth 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out local businesses' gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard this Friday, April 15th from 2 until 6 p.m. Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:51, and here on the 14th of April, it's raining. It's 46 degrees out there. You know, really, it could rain every day, not Sunday, because that's Rudy. That's
Red Roundup on Sunday.
And then start again next week, raining all the time.
Yes.
And we need it. Hey, we're here with Simpson University, and we're here with Tony Smarella, and who is their Dean of Admissions, and Ray Van Gilst, who is Director of Alumni and Church Relations. And we got Nick on the phone. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. You know, a couple years ago, I talked to a fellow named John. I don't remember his last name. And he had been to Florida State University and a couple other big-name universities. And he said the professors at Simpson were by far the best professors he'd had.
Wow. I've heard that before. The quality of the staff there is renowned. It really is.
So here's what I wanted to ask you. Doug Jenke and I host a show every other Sunday called Poke the Hornet's Nest in the morning. And I would like somebody that is pro forgiving the tuition loans to the people to come on. I'd like to have the conversation. I'm against forgiving those tuition loans. I don't know how you feel about it. But I gave Jared my email address. If you could line me up with somebody that might want to have that conversation, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Nick.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Bye.
So, if you think that all the tuition loans should be forgiven, you've got a place to come out and express yourself on Nick's show. I got a feeling that Nick's not for that.
He just stated he's not.
Is that Sharon?
Sean.
Sean, good morning. You're on. Hello, Sean? Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. You're on live. You have a question?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about something with Simpson. I mean, you guys talk about them like they're a great college and university, but my family had a pretty bad experience. My daughter's about to graduate from there with a BA. And Simpson College tried to push debt on her like you can't believe. I mean, she paid as she went out of her own pocket, her and her husband. But there was a time where she was late to even start a class because they added $40,000 to her account, which was a clerical error that they made that took them so long to fix, she was late to start classes. And that happened several times. So I would be curious to know why Simpson College pushes loans on people. it was constant harassment to our family to get loans.
Okay,
even
Sean.
Though we were paying as we.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for the question.
Sure,
Tony,
I can talk about that. Yeah, I would love to learn a little bit more about that.
And Sean, you're probably still listening. I'm sure Tony will give you a phone number to call.
Sure, yeah. You can go ahead. I'll give you my direct cell phone number, and you can talk to me personally.
Get ready to write.
317-213-5495. And that's my personal cell phone number, and you can call me, and I can investigate that. I'm not aware of this case. What I can tell you is our overall philosophy is that 99% of our students receive scholarships and grants that they don't have to pay back. We do provide students with the option of taking direct loans from the federal government. And just like every other higher ed institution does, right? We also provide students an opportunity to work on campus to help make money and to that can be used towards that gap that they might have. We have in every year we're adding new scholarships. So for example, we have scholarships that just for adult degree completion programs from now through the fall, we're knocking $2,000 off of the tuition for all of our adult degree completion programs and master's programs, mm-hmm. right? And so we're always trying to be cognizant, especially during these times, of pricing and of what can work best for our particular students. I would be surprised if there was high pressure to take out loans because we're very, very cognizant of that. I used to be president of a university in Indiana. And, you know, student debt is always something that we're keeping in mind, both in admissions and also in financial aid. And I just was looking at the financial aid letters that were going out this week, and in many of the cases we are literally giving tens of thousands of dollars away that students don't have to pay back in scholarships, right, and in grants. So I'd love to learn more about it.
Sean, make sure you call Tony on this because being part of the Citizens Advisory Board there, we've had several meetings where we discussed that, how you can go to Simpson, even though it's a private, you know, quote, private university, and that the Pell Grants, the scholarships they have there, the working and all that, and I'm kind of surprised to hear this too. There was also some maybe clerical errors that, you know, that Tony can look at and see, see how that worked. But please give him a call and give him a chance to talk to you about this. And, nobody wants to have their kid leave school.
I'd love to learn more about that, Sean, and I'll do everything I can to help.
You know, cause there's, you know, sometimes things happen.
Absolutely, and you know, education is a luxury. Going to a higher education, and I personally have never been one that felt like there shouldn't be a cost to that. And I don't personally believe that should be a cost borne by the taxpayers. Those who choose to go on to a higher education need to make those arrangements and figure out how to pay for it. There are grants available. Sure. There are things, but I concur that in my mind. I don't think if I choose to go another path with my children and get an education that I should be paying for someone else's higher education.
Absolutely.
So that's just my two cents.
Okay, we're getting ready to wrap it up here. April 26th, Show and Shine.
Yep, and you can call that number again. It is, let me look it up real quick. It's 530-226. 4978. You can talk to Noelle and she can register your cars if you want to come for that. We've got the golf scramble that's coming up in the end of August, that same number if you want more information about that. And then also if you want to reserve your table for Rudy Rudiger coming for our business luncheon.
Yeah, I'm all excited about that. I want to see if we could get him on the show. That'd be great.
Yeah, I can work with you on that to try to do a quick little interview for that. He's I really believe we'll sell out on that. So
yes, should be a good luncheon.
It should be.
Business luncheons are always a highlight.
Our guest today from Simpson University was Tony Smarella and Ray Van Gilst. Thanks a lot for showing up today and being flexible
with
us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Have a great day. God bless. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the weather, and we're going to be back with Nadine Bailey, and it's water and trees.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amit Chamasana. He has described himself as a free speech absolutist, and he has his sights set on Twitter. Tesla chief Elon Musk offering $43 billion cash for the social media company. Right now, he holds a 9% stake in Twitter. And given Musk's strong stand for free speech, Donald Trump supporters hoping that if he does take over Twitter, Musk would bring the former president back. Ukraine's military claiming responsibility for a devastating fire. It's taken a key Russian warship out of service. The vessel is the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Well, did the Ukrainians do it? White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We don't have the capacity at this point to independently verify that, but certainly the way that this unfolded, it's a big blow to Russia. This is their flagship, the Moscow. And they have now been forced to admit that it has been badly damaged.
Sullivan addressing the Economic Club of Washington. Half dozen U.S. lawmakers making an unannounced visit to Taiwan.
The members of Congress are in Taiwan in a show of support to the island in the face of Chinese pressure. The bipartisan group includes Democrat Bob Menendez, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The United States has no formal relations with Taiwan, but the Biden administration has been vocal in its rock-solid commitment to the democratically governed island. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful storms, including tornadoes, have pounded vast areas of the South and the Midwest this week. The violent weather blamed for at least one death and a lot of property damage. Updating Wall Street, the Dow 110 points higher, the Nasdaq is down 154 points, and the S&P is off 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Search and rescue operations continue in a South African province hit by severe flooding, the worst flooding in more than three decades, blamed for several hundred deaths.
There are many communities that are still cut off, children that haven't been able to go to school, people that have been displaced in community halls. And so the government says it's still moving from community to community to assess the needs. But mop-up operations have begun. They have started to restore power and water supplies in some of the affected areas, but this still is very much a state of disaster.
The BBC Shingai Nyoka. The UN's atomic watchdog says it has installed surveillance cameras to monitor a new centrifuge workshop at Iran's underground Natanz site following a request from Tehran. The start of work at that new facility comes after Iran's centrifuge facility was targeted in what Tehran describes as a sabotage attack in June. Townhall.com. Like everything else, cost of selling on Amazon is going up.
Amazon says it's adding a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge on its 2 million or so third-party sellers. Company says the additional charge will take effect on the 28th of this month. Stacy Mitchell with the Institute for Self-Reliance, an anti-monopoly group, says the e-commerce company is in charge of the market.
Amazon now controls access to such a huge share of the online market that, you know, any business really that makes or sells anything, they have to go through Amazon.
Mitchell says the vendors paid Amazon $103 billion in fees, a fifth of the company's revenue last year. I'm Tim McGuire.
Arraignment later today for accused New York subway shooter Frank James facing a federal terrorism charge. A 62-year-old James is due in federal court in Brooklyn. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, let's keep those ticks under control. All right. Today, of course, is the 14th of April. Tomorrow's tax day, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish is here with the weather.
You know, it hasn't warmed up much out there. It's 45 degrees and it's still raining. We're looking for a high today of 53, a low of 38. And on Friday, it's still raining, a high of 61 and a low of 46. Excuse me.
That rain choking you up, huh?
It is on Saturday. Showers likely. And continued rain on Saturday night, a low of 42. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 71 and a low of 44. And on Monday, back to showers, a high of 55 and a low of 47. Showers continuing into next week.
Well, that's
I've got a frog in my throat here.
Yep.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, if it's Thursday, it's Community Calendar with Patrick Karch.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You know, folks, you can find the Community Calendar at KCNR1460.com. You scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the little link that says Events. And if you want to submit something to our calendar, there's a button there that says Submit. Yeah, that's amazing. And Carl has a group of independent fact checkers that will make sure.
And the reason Carl's doing that is to make sure that things on there for an event. Maybe we don't want to tell people about that.
Yeah, maybe we do. There's a lot of things we do want to tell them about.
Yeah.
Of course, we always have at the top of the list the monthly Frontier Senior Center Community Breakfast. Trish, what is it? Tell us about that.
Well, it's the first Sunday of every month except July. And it's a community breakfast for the whole community. Come down. We've been doing it now for 26 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a good following and always welcome new people and families. And it's a great breakfast and helps support the
community. And let me add this, too, is that the VFW Post 1934, the last Sunday of each month, has a breakfast also. And almost the same, not everything that you have, but almost the same breakfast right down at the VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street.
On Oregon Street, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, coming up, I'll give you a couple things, folks. We've been putting some concerts. Carl directed me to put some concerts on here, and some of them pretty good. Mitchell Tenpenny at Wind River, that's coming up. And then we also have Reading, well, that's an old one, Reading Sportsman's Expo. We're past that already. Yeah, sorry, I don't know why that didn't go off of that. And if you look at down, go all the way down the list down there, folks, you'll find all kinds of great things.
Red Bluff Roundup. Do you still have tickets for Friday?
We're going tonight. Now, Pam and I are going to go down there into the Mercantile. It's part of the Roundup week.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow night, of course, or not tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. They still have tickets for tomorrow night. They still have tickets for the concert on Saturday, and of course some tickets for Sunday. Rodeo starts at 1:30 in the afternoon, so we've got the Red Bluff Roundup here.
All right, so that's Community Calendar found on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, now You wanted a couple minutes here before we, you know, Nadine Bailey is with us, and I can't wait to get to Nadine. But, yeah, there's some.
Well, there's something I want to talk about that has to do with the election process that we're in. And I'm excited because we've got a lot of candidates running for a lot of offices that we haven't had before. Unfortunately, and you know, I just kind of say things how I see them, we've kind of broken off into two camps. And we have two slates going that they're promoting. Yeah. And I want people to, we have such a great cadre of individuals running for these different seats. And I want to encourage everybody to take a look at each seat and look at the candidates and don't let a group tell you how to vote. Don't.
Either side.
Either side. And because you've got great candidates. Some of them are quote establishment. Some of them are quote patriots or whatever that thing is. Don't buy into that. When you're looking at your candidates, look at all the candidates for each seat. Make up your own mind and vote for the best person based on their record, not what a bunch of other people and their agenda are telling you to do.
If you live in the first district, you just go to our website and you can hear the three people running for District 1 supervisor. And as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to find out why the forum last night for District 5. They asked questions that affect all of us. You can hear each one of the responses and get an idea. And then from there, you can reach out to them for more information or you can attend other. There's a lot of forums going on.
But there's also a lot of meet the candidates, which lead people to believe everyone has been invited.
Right. And I want to tell you,
that's not what's happening. What they're inviting are their slate of candidates.
Yeah.
And that's deceiving to people because the public is not aware that all of the candidates were not invited to these events. And so I just want everybody to pay attention. It's going on both sides.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're doing a slate. I want everybody to just, come on, people, don't be a bunch of sheep. Think it through and vote for the candidates based on your own information. Don't let a group tell you based on their agenda.
This June election of primaries, a big election. And I think that we're going to be seeing in every district it's going to end up in November on that. I don't think any of them are going to get 50% plus one.
The supervisors, when you get you get five candidates in an office, that's going to run into a runoff.
Okay.
You might do District 1, but you have the district attorney, you have the sheriff's office, you have the county clerk's office, you have the sheriff's office. Look at these candidates. We've got some great candidates. Judge them individually.
Who told you this? Who called in and said this?
Jim Bremer.
Tax day is the 18th this year, not the 15th.
I looked it up, and it's correct.
Okay. It's the 18th this year, so good. That takes some pressure off.
I'll wait a few days to write my check.
I can wait till the 18th to sign. Okay. Tax day is the 18th, so that'll be Monday. So okay.
Right.
Hey, we're here with Nadine Bailey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Water expert, forestry expert. And we're going to take an early break so then we can get started.
Expert based on blood, sweat, and tears for many years and having lived it. So she's learned what she's learned the hard way, I think.
But I still wouldn't call myself an expert. But I do hang out with a lot of experts, and I'm going to give you some of the wisdom that they've passed on to me.
Okay, because this came up last night in the forum. It came up on the 1st District and the 5th District, and I was surprised to hear something last night. Yeah, it had not been brought up before about water or lack thereof. But this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you've had a work injury and you're not getting treatment, give Patrick a call at 262-2168. He does free consultations. If you're getting the treatment that you should and you're talking to him, and he'll just tell you, well, just keep going. You know, you don't need to get a lawyer involved. But if you're not getting the help you need, your insurance company has tons of lawyers. He's Patrick Gorman. He is a fighter. He is a bulldog. And he will represent you to the fullest extent. He's an expert on work injury compensation, workers' comp, all of this. So, again, give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Wind River Resort and Casino would like you to feel the wind in your hair and the rush of a Mustang in your veins with a brand new Ford Mustang V8. Play our future classic car giveaway Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win. Swipe your free River Club card daily for a free slot play and prize. Weekly drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Final drawing April 28th. Win a 2022 Ford Mustang V8 Fastback. More details at windriver.com. Come visit us today and find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Lark and Carl Bach. Welcome back to the show. Today, the 14th of April. We just found out tax day is the 18th of April, so you can, you know, keep your money for three more days.
There you go.
This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, they're on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. You can get if you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. Buy 10 and get three free. This is a great place. I just went down there, Thursday, went down there Tuesday. And, it's the same great service, the same great work they do on your car or truck. I can't say enough about Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're here with Nadine Bailey, and Nadine who hangs around with water experts, but she's pretty much a pretty well-read individual on this. Last night at the forum, they brought up that for the first time in 100-and-something years, the acid canal there is going to be empty. And they talk about the impact it's going to have. How did we get here? Besides, you can say drought, but there's more to it.
Well, This is also a historic drought, so I don't want to downplay that. This is the driest probably in 100 years. So that is definitely a factor. And
sure.
If you look around at the snowpack, the Forest Service just released the snow survey for the mountains that drain into this watershed. They're up in Trinity County, mm-hmm. and they said they've never seen it this low before. And I shared that on the Family Water Alliance and my carbon sequestration Facebook page. So that study's there, and you can see that comparison. It's really grim. Our fuel situation with the trees, our 1,000-hour fuels are looking like they would in July and August. So it's a really dry. So that being said, yeah, we made some mistakes. We didn't build sites. Wouldn't it have been nice to have sites built as soon as we got the water bond money and we could have filled it up? What was it, 3 or 4 years ago? We had water up to the Cottonwood Creek Bridge.
Yeah.
And we could have pulled that off and put it into Sites Reservoir. And then that would have been, we're not going to grow any rice to speak of. 95% of the rice crop in the valley is going to be fallowed this year.
Wow.
Wouldn't it have been nice to take that nice warm water and put that onto the rice fields?
Yeah, it may not be good for fish, but and I just saw something from Congressman LaMoffa talking about this. Is when you look at where the water's going, most of it's going to environmental things. Is that correct?
Yeah, over the last probably 20 years, there's been a shift in the management of what water goes to. And so fish has taken a larger and larger percentage. But it wouldn't matter if we upgraded the system. The other thing is this system was built for heavy, heavy snowpacks that melted over the summer, and that has changed. And so sites was one of those things that was going to remanage that flow and change that so we could capture those spring rains that we get sometimes. Like we had a rain event a couple of years ago that brought us 10 inches of rain in a couple of days.
Remember that?
Right.
Because
yeah.
it was a tough summer for Lake Shasta, but it filled it up in 1 year.
Yeah.
And
so those spring rain events are important to capture. So we've got to switch the way we manage, and that's very difficult for bureaucracies to do. And then we've made some mistakes. They made a million-acre-foot mistake on their estimate of the snowpack. So they spent...
When was this?
Last year.
A million?
Acre feet, miscalculation. So they spent a million acre feet of water last year that they didn't have. And I'm, you know what? I'm not going to throw stones. I thought about that. This is all new territory for everybody. And that's why I'm so proud of the people in the Sacramento Valley, because they have worked together to come up with a plan for this drought year to wheel water, from different places like to take some of the water that ACID cannot use because they can't get it down the ditch. And I want to explain that a little bit, too. When you have
now
a...
That's the Anderson Cottonwood
Irrigation
District. For people that are going acid, what's
that? Yeah, that's the ditch that runs from Redding clear down through Anderson and Cottonwood and ends in a field down off of Balls Ferry. Well, that's a dirt ditch. And so it's leaky, and they know it's leaky. They're looking for funding. Family Water Alliance has been helping. NACWA's been helping. They're looking for funding to pipe that ditch.
To seal it, but not completely, because part of what acid's contribution is the recharging of the groundwater as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it needs to be a combination of a sealed ditch and the earthen ditch to continue to do what it's done historically.
Right. And some people on a wet year don't like that contribution because it fills up everything. But yeah, there's got to be a change. But right now they can't, the amount of water allocation that they were given would just sink into the ditch and be wasted.
There's not enough to charge it to get all the way down to Anderson.
Yeah.
It would run out before it ever got into the area where they do flood irrigation.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the problems with that. But the impact to the economy, they're just releasing some figures, $925 million in direct impact to this. As Jeff Sutton said at the Colusa board meeting, a couple of weeks ago. This is like getting a Category 5 hurricane, only it's moving. It's going to take 3 or 4 months to settle in on us. People are not aware of what's happening. I got a call from a guy yesterday. He's one of our dive contractors. We build fish screens. And he said, is there going to be an economic relief package? He goes, I've lost normally have 7 to 10 jobs, and I had 2 this week. So there's going to be – it's divers, it's feed stores, it's
– Well, let's just look – just something that hit home the other day. The cost of a bale of hay is going up. Okay, it's going to be hard to believe here. $25 for a bale of hay. Now –
If you can get it.
If you can get it. And part of that reason is instead of having 3 cuttings a year, they're down to 1, if they can do that. So the cost of hay is going up. So that means the cost of feeding livestock is going to go way up, which means the cost to you as a consumer is going to go way up. And when you add that to the cost of fuel to get everything where it's, you know, where it's supposed to be, it goes up even more. I'm surprised inflation's only 8 or 9% now? 8%? I'm surprised it's only 8%. I think if you add everything into it, you're going to find out that even if you had a raise, a 5% raise, or even a 10% raise, you're still going to have less money than you did last year, and it comes because of water. Well, and fuel. But.
Well, and everybody that I'm talking to who is a beef producer is right now talking about selling off the herds because they're going to take a loss.
They can't feed them.
They can't feed them. They're not going to be able to feed them through the year. So that's not going to hit us immediately. Right now, you're going to have beef because there's going to be a lot in the market. Well, what happens next year?
Well, it's like you said about rice, Nadine. 90% of the rice is not going to be grown this year.
Yeah, and some people say, well, I don't eat rice. What's it matter to me? But 90% of the world gets its caloric intake from rice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind
and
of...
And we're huge producers.
And
here.
We're huge producers. 95% of the sushi rice comes out of the Sacramento Valley. So, you know, we are big rice producers, and it's a high-quality rice with a lot of protein. It's great... It's great rice, and that's not going to exist.
But what about things like tomato farms and almond
farms
and all the strawberry fields?
Okay, so what everybody has done is come together. They're going to try to save the trees this year. So they're asking, so the rice people really took a step back and said, we're going to fallow. Most people have crop insurance.
Yeah.
We'll use our crop insurance. And then we'll fallow our rice fields, and the little water that we would have gotten, let's take that and put it on the trees.
Like the walnut trees? The almonds and all of those.
Yeah. But now the almonds got hit hard with a freeze, and so there won't be almonds out of the valley this year.
Yeah.
Most of them got frozen. And so there's just a very small almond crop, and then they got hit a couple of days ago with another freeze, and one of my board members' friends that had cobbled enough water together to plant tomatoes, planted their tomatoes, and they lost all of them in the frost. So this has been a devastating year. I just can't stress that enough. And it's going to trickle down. I was talking to the ag commissioner and the migrant housing, in order to use that migrant housing, you have to work on a farm. So a lot of the people that depend on that housing to house themselves will not be able to use that housing because they're not farm laborers anymore, because we're not going to need farm labor. So the trickle down of this is going to be huge. And so we're all trying to get prepared. It looks like they're trying to get something through the state, a $50 million package that will be distributed like the PPP funds to people. 'Cause unemployment's not going to take care of the tire shop. It's not going to take care of the lady that just bought the pasture at ACID and now has to sell her cows or try to figure out how to buy water for them.
The walnut ranches. You look at the South County, because I live there and I've dealt with this for years and know people who irrigation is a way of life. It's also the impact on the fire for this year. I mean, we have all of the fire departments. I'm on the Anderson Fire Protection Board of Directors, and we're doing a whole bunch of stuff about cleaning and what have you, because we got a lot of tall green grass that's going to go. We're going to burn in places we've never burned.
Every year, they say this is going to be the worst year, and you think it can't be worse than last year. And then, you know what? You're wrong, because it can be. We're here with Nadine Bailey. We're talking water. And it's, you know, of course, we're up here in the north state. But if you look at the whole state, we're in bad shape here. And, I mean, they weren't going to give any water, and then they decided to give some water back. We have townships up here that don't, you know, they've already had to cut back their water by 50%, and they're not going to get any more. Bella Vista, I think Happy Valley was mentioned last night.
Centerville, Clear Creek.
Yeah, they're all in deep trouble up here, and it doesn't seem to be a solution in sight, but maybe there is. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place. The people are super. They have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They can design jewelry for you. They can build jewelry for you. They can repair your watches. This is, like I said, a one-stop shop. Four Winds Jewelry, Rebecca and Henry, it's a local store. And there's no franchises involved here. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Bows and bows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Boss County Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, a locally owned, locally run firearms dealer. This is where we buy our firearms, is Boss County Arms. Always has a great selection, has all the accessories. It's a one-stop shop. You can get your CCW there also. Veterans get discounts. All of this is at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Trish Clark and I are here with Nadine Bailey, and I just threw it back to her and said, okay, Nadine, where do you want to go?
Well, do you want to still talk about water? Because
you brought up something during the
solutions.
Break.
Solutions. What do we do to solve part of it?
And believe it or not, some of it's environmentally sound, and it involves little animals.
Well, so let's look at
animals.
What Gifford Pinchot told the ranchers when they were getting ready to create the national forest. He said, "You want this?" It was after one of the big burns that burnt a million acres up in Idaho, and that was really the catalyst for turning the national forest into something that would be sustainable. And so Gifford Pinchot told the ranchers, you want us to manage these forests because it will keep the water flow steady. That relationship between forests and our water is critical. And last year, you know, I had mixed feelings. If we had gotten a lot of water this winter, you would have seen some major degradation of the watershed on the Feather River, because a lot of that burnt really, really hot. And when a fire burns hot, it turns the soil hydrophobic, so it repels water. And then it comes down in big sheets, and those big sheets tend to wind up trees and whole mountainsides will collapse. There's some great videos of it happening in Colorado. In fact, Colorado is way ahead of us. They're managing their watersheds to maintain their water source, and in doing that, they're thinning their forests before the fires come so they don't have those catastrophic fires.
I just saw.
And they learned the hard way because they went through the devastation a little ahead of us.
Yeah, they lost a whole town to a mudslide. And we don't want to lose. We're going to take out dams on the Klamath for water quality. We don't want to lose a whole mountainside into the Klamath River because of a forest fire that degraded the soil so badly.
Why are we taking dams out if we need water storage? I mean, don't they store water in those dams?
They do, but they've degraded the water quality to the point where and it's a power generation. It's not really for water storage. Those three dams are power dams. And as I've told you before, in their contract, they were supposed to assure, Pacific Corps was supposed to assure fish passage, and they kicked that can down the road until a Republican governor or Republican president told them, "You signed this contract. We didn't make you sign this contract." And it was probably one of the smartest water lawyers around. And she said, "We're not helping you with this." And that's when Pacific Corps realized they weren't going to get an administrative fix to their dam problem. And that's when they said, "We're going to take them out." And they're getting a sweetheart deal.
Well, but it's still, so it didn't do water storage, then you're saying. I mean, it had to do some water storage.
Right, but it didn't. It's not for irrigation. The dams coming out don't irrigate. They are the water source for Yreka, and they're mitigating that problem right now. But as far as, like, Shasta, if you took out Shasta, you would lose food, you would lose farms, and people forget. One of the reasons we have Shasta is so you're not using a canoe to get into the capital every 50 years. I mean, it's the truth. There are pictures. That's why the Capitol building is built up so high, is because that whole area flooded. And we have millions of people living in an area that would be totally underwater without Shasta during a big flood event. And we will have them again.
Okay, so water, we've got to thin out the forest. We got to take out the marijuana plants. All of this would help add to our groundwater. Is this true?
Well, I don't know about, I don't know what the percentage of marijuana is taking water. I know that I've had ranching friends.
Probably
I've had ranching friends that lost their water to their ranch because growers came up above them and diverted their water.
Well, I think it is.
And
and it plays in certainly to the water.
And I know that when I worked for SAM, we tried to get the water board more involved in that, and were told, well, that's dangerous to do that. So they ignore some of the water from these illegal grows. The one that comes to mind was up above Castella, where after they pulled up the plants and did everything, they left tons of garbage up there. And my son was working up there, and he spent like 2 weeks packing garbage cans of insecticides or garbage bags of insecticides out of there that were going into the waterways.
Okay, going back to water here, Cadillac Desert, or Desert Cadillac, and one you've got there, the desert land.
The dreamt land.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Okay, well, the thing is California is an arid place. It's, and we've used untold billions of gallons of water to turn it into a garden spot. And it can't sustain,
I disagree. I think it can sustain. I think we have to not keep adding to it and thinking that the water's unlimited. But I disagreed with Cadillac Desert when it was written.
Uh-huh.
And so did my colleague, the person, Sue Sutton and Marion Mathis, went to war. They started Family Water Alliance, and that was one of the first battles they took on, was the inaccuracies of Cadillac Desert, to the point where he retracted much of what he said about rice. And because rice, good for the groundwater. It increases the groundwater. So Cadillac Desert was inaccurate when it was written, and it's kind of sad to see it quoted as a Bible now.
I won't quote it as a Bible now.
Okay.
Okay.
I disagree. I think we can sell.
Is that two people?
I think we can have sustainable water. I think we have to make some changes to the system, but let's not throw out a system of water and irrigation and flood protection that feeds the world.
And that's, I think, the key. I've said repeatedly, it is difficult for me to get my head around a group of seemingly intelligent people who get into a room and decide that in a water shortage, you cut off the agriculture that grows the food for half the world.
How can you do that?
How do you reach that decision?
Well, there is a biological opinion. It's 1,000 pages that everyone signed on to, including, it is the document that manages that system. And that system says that X amount will go into the delta. And it's not just fish. Remember that if salinity comes up into some of those municipal water and they get salt in the municipal water, that would be catastrophic too. So don't, when you talked about the slates, don't be a slate watcher on these issues either. Because
there are some separate issues involved.
There are separate issues involved, and what it takes are people like Thad Bettner and Lewis Bear from the 108. Thad manages GCID, and Jeff Sutton. Those guys together have, you know, 150 years of water knowledge, and they've sat down with the state this year. David Guy, they've been having meetings. They've been figuring out ways to turn the knob so that we make sure that people have drinking water. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody's working on now. Let's try to save the trees. So that's what we're doing. And let's look at what we do to keep the fish from dying, because we don't want a fish die off. Our fishermen are just as important as our farmers. So let's look at all those things. And that's what they came up with, a great plan for working with very little water. And so, you know, it's easy to sit back and throw rocks. This is not an easy situation.
Oh, no, it's taken us a long time to get here. Let's go to the phones. Donnie, good morning.
Good morning. It's Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Fine. He wrote Donnie.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what do you have? Do you have a question?
I was just listening to Nadine talk. I'm the deputy water master up here in the Klamath Basin. I'm also an environmental scientist studying carbon sequestration in the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. So that was fun to hear. But, you know, on the waterfront, with like the illegal marijuana grows we have in Siskiyou County, they're growing, they're getting bigger, and they're like nonstop, and the farmers are getting shut down and turned off and curtailed, and they are just allowed to continue. So it's an issue, same thing, they're taking water from our ranchers.
So this is a much bigger problem than people realize, that when you're having water diverted to illegal grows from people, from cartels, not even in our country. This isn't your backyard grow. This is probably millions of gallons of water that is taken because of illegal grows out there.
Right, and they had calculated that last year at about 9 million gallons a day. So, and this is from groundwater.
Nine million gallons a day? Wow.
Yeah.
And what river system was that in, Bonnie?
So this is not surface water, but it's, interconnected groundwater.
But what basin?
Klamath Basin.
Okay. Yeah.
So it would be like the Shasta River that goes into the Klamath.
Okay. So you're talking about the Shasta issue on federal land. Yeah. Well, and that is the watershed that just got the injunction from the water board. They can't mm-hmm. pump out of the river, and they can't pump out of their wells. The judge overruled that, but that's a problem up there. And at the same time, the ranchers who have a legal water right are being forced to curtail the growers. Mm-hmm. The growers are growing.
Well, and that's the problem, because these are illegal wells. They're not paying attention in the first place to the rules for drilling a well, and they're not going to stop pumping until they're individually sited and stopped.
In this case, they were buying water from another ranch and trucking the water into the grow.
Well, so Bonnie, would you say is one way to save a lot is to start a full-scale attack on the illegal grows?
Exactly. Yeah, illegal water users. It's not benefiting our community. It's not benefiting our state. We're not seeing any of that, income. We can't eat it. We can't survive off of it. It's not something that we need for human survival. So at this point, when we're in a drought and we're trying to allocate water based on what humans need, that's not it. That needs to go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Of course.
We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. It's veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you give them a call at 244-9478 for the appointment. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, a great place to have lunch. We'll be right back.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, House of Realty and Cool April Nights. We've got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow morning. I want to remind everybody about the Safari Club International Reading Regional Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet. That's going to be Saturday, April 23rd. Most of the tickets are sold, but there's still room there. It is just a great time. The event itself, games, auctions, drawings for guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, and specific items for the ladies. It's a great time. That's the 28th Annual Banquet. For more information, go to scireading.org or give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. Trish Clark and I are here with Nadine Bailey. Okay, we got the call about, you know, marijuana is a huge problem in this. Millions of gallons of water a day. Okay, Nadine, what are some of the solutions?
So, you know, it's real easy to write a book about the problems, and that's how our society is. Bad news sells. You can't sell good news. So not too long ago,
if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, if it bleeds, it leads. Somebody talked me into watching a movie called Kiss the Ground with Woody Harrelson. So one of our board members actually is involved with ducks and stuff. So she talked us into all watching it, and it's about sequestering carbon in farmland. And how
I saw that.
Yeah. I think I mentioned it to you.
You did. That's why I watched it.
So I tend to go with the outliers, you know, the people like Michael Rosenzweig that wrote Win-Win Ecology. And his best quote is, we don't have to commit economic suicide to save the planet. And I agree. I think there are solutions out there. Community forests. I think the Forest Service is incapable of managing. You know, I look at the teams that come in here and burn up places like Forest Glen and Coffee Creek last year and nearly Hayfork.
Look what they did to, Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
So the absolute criminal.
Right. So I think we need to get more locals involved. Shasta County needs a local advisory committee to help the Forest Service understand how important these trees are to us. And, you know, that was the big accusation against me for the first 10 years I was in politics was that I was just a timber beast that wanted to cut all the trees. Well, now I seem to be one of the lone voices saying, don't burn up our trees. Let's keep some green ones. And I can't believe I'm even having to say that.
Yeah.
And the solution is simple. Let's thin our forests, make healthy watersheds, do as Gifford Pinchot said, keep the water steady. Let's have some win-win ecology.
We don't have a forest advisory board anymore in Shasta County?
I don't think so. And I
well, they mentioned that last night, which one of the candidates, I think it was Chris, said that I could be wrong about who it was, but they said that the county writes an ordinance about how, you know, for thinning trees and keeping trees a certain way, that the they can get the state and the feds to kind of buy in on that if it's within the county limits. I'm not sure.
It wasn't Chris Kellstrom. It was Frank LeBoux, and his theory is that we can pass a law in the county that the state and federal government will be bound to follow.
I'm not sure who it was at this point.
That dog don't hunt. We tried that in Trinity County 30 years ago. You don't have jurisdiction over the feds except in the area. Your sheriff is responsible for public safety. And we had that problem, remember, Moon or Motion, when it was coming over the hill and Jim Milestone didn't want to let the Cal Fire cats on Whiskey Town.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had that big fight, and Sheriff Basenko said, if it's a public safety issue, those cats are going to go in there. And we fought with Milestone, and we won.
Well, if you're saying, okay, this is public safety, why can't you thin it out?
Well, and I think we're going to get to that point. Like, West Reading is a powder keg. That's all available fuel left from the car fire is still sitting out there. Go on my carbon sequestration Facebook page. We have Royal Burnett out there standing in that mess saying, look at this. We haven't cleaned it up.
Well, I tell you, one of the organizations here in town is trying to do that. And when I talked to the young man, he said, it's so complex. He said, I just thought we'd go out there and clear this. And you can't. It was a mess just trying to get down timber out of there. And you're right. Market Street just, you know, they just had a fire in the canyon again in the homeless area. And that last one there, or one of those, went down and burnt part of Turtle Bay going down the canyon. But it seems like if it's public safety, the sheriff could say, this will be removed.
Yeah, and so we've got to test that. Lincoln, Montana's doing a plan. There's a great book called First Put Out the Fire, where we talk about all of our fires need to be extinguished within that golden period so it doesn't become a mega fire. And some people say, well, we can't do it. They get too big too fast. Merv George did it on the forest above the Klamath Forest. And stopped all of his fires last year. He didn't have one mega fire because he put the fires out.
And they've got to do it with initial attack. They've got to get the air tankers in there immediately. They've got to get the smoke jumpers in and use the things that the Forest Service used to use so effectively and now put out there until the last minute. Don't let them fly early. Don't let them fly late. They've got to get back to using the strike forces effectively.
We're not even using our smoke jumpers up to capacity right now.
And those are the things that put out that fire to begin with that the forest used. The Forest Service was the one that initiated and started the use of, and don't use them anymore.
Grass Fire and Anderson, and they had three aircraft hitting it, and it was put out immediately.
That's the initial attack.
I don't understand why they're saying, well, if it's a natural thing to let it burn, it's not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, and I'm a proponent of prescribed fire when the time is right to get out there and reduce. We used to use fire, but you can't burn your way out of this problem. You've got to reduce the fuel and then start your prescribed fire. And that's what needs to happen in West Redding. Everybody wants that manzanita should go. It's just, you know, I love it, but it's a fire hazard.
Sure. It burns so hot, so fast. Okay.
So many topics that would take hours to really get bored out on.
We need to have you back in, and we need to have somebody that's –